bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Just nominated for 10 2024 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards, including Best Radio Station and Best Morning Show for Wake Up Rider, as well as Best On-Air Personality, Social Media Campaign, Show Open, Promo Series, Production Director, and Faculty Advisor. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. The longest-serving Senate leader in history, Mitch McConnell, will step down from his position in November after maintaining his position for almost 2 decades. 82-year-old McConnell announced on Wednesday his decision in the well of the Senate. McConnell plans to serve the remainder of his Senate term, which ends in January 2027. His decision is apparently not related to his current health status after his concussion that previously froze his face while he was speaking last year. Increasing pressure has been amongst McConnell from former President Donald Trump since 2020, when McConnell refused to abide by Trump's lie that the election of President Biden was fraudulent. Here is what McConnell had to say in his announcement of departure from the Senate.
So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November and they take the helm next January. I'll finish the job the people of Kentucky hired me to do as well, albeit from a different seat, and I'm actually looking forward to that.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. On Wednesday, Trump secured his win as a possible Republican frontrunner after winning the Michigan primary over Nikki Haley. As of midday on Wednesday, Trump has won 68% and Haley has won 26%. This is Trump's sixth consecutive win over Haley in the contest to become the party's candidate for the election in November. Haley has vowed that she will continue to fight and said that Trump cannot overcome President Biden in the presidential election if they were to rematch for the next presidential title. Despite a protest vote, Biden won the Michigan Democratic primary. Even though Biden won the Michigan primary by a large portion, thousands of voters selected uncommitted in their votings. This comes after a call by activists to send protest votes over the White House's support for Israel during the war in the Middle East. Wildfires in Texas have devastated citizens in dozens of counties and prompted a disaster declaration, along with evacuations in parts of the state. A disaster declaration has been declared for up to 60 different counties by Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek Fire is the largest of the blazes and the second largest wildfire in the history of Texas. The declaration by the governor will ensure that first responders will quickly respond to areas being affected, according to a statement by Abbott on Tuesday. The central and eastern parts of the Texas Panhandle were the most impacted on Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. The Texas A&M Forest Service said on social media on Tuesday that several large wildfires ignited under warm, dry, and windy conditions across the Texas Panhandle. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour and flames as high as 20 feet were reported as well on Tuesday to ABC News. The governor warned that wildfires could increase in the coming days and encouraged people to take precaution to keep their loved ones safe. Here is what Aaron O'Connor from Texas Forest Services reported about the fires to ABC News on Wednesday.
It has been difficult for firefighters to make progress with how rapidly the fire is growing and spreading. So they've been prioritizing life safety, evacuating residents.
That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. A 2023 winner and a 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station. This year's winner will be announced on Saturday, March 2nd in New York City. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.